Welcome to Holon Harmonics, the crystal core channel of cosmic telepathy. Introducing Tritium, a tri-dimensional time saga. Book 1, Omnidirectional Intelligence. Manuscript written by Kin 142. Letter 1, Recursion.
Yesterday was absolutely magical. I started my first day as DTTA, Directress of Terraform Technology Applications, aboard the Chiel Sonona Timeship, leading a newly formed team of 12 HMP coders. Our first task was to reconfigure and reset the coding for the 4D Pax Cultura and 5D Pax Biospherica programs, and to develop a practical strategy for how we're going to manifest the Sirius B strategies that will transform life on the intraterrestrial surface. New markets, new ways of distributing resources, new ways of creating matter, new ways of sharing, connecting, and loving one another. New ways of living and looking at their planet. New galactic family members to meet in our luminous universe. The new reality is here, but it has been corrupted. Before the new reality can truly manifest, there must be a frequency shift on the surface. The planet must rise. Our reprogrammed codes will aid in the shift, but we need additional help from the ground. We need to awaken more of the informivores, specifically those brown-skinned terrestrials, planted at the edges of the slithering Black River. I like to refer to these edges as the 10 eyes of the elders. Each edge is an eye. Each eye sees a frequency. The eye of Minnesota. The sky-tinted water of city life. The eye of Wisconsin. The falling spaces of Milwaukee. Mahanawak. The eye of Iowa. The gray snow melting from river monks. The eye of Missouri. The wooden kings and the settler memories. The eye of Kentucky. The Kentuckian lands of tomorrow. The eye of Tennessee. The meeting place of Cherokee. Enduring and beautiful. The eye of Arkansas. The winds rising from the south. The updrafts of explorers. The eye of Mississippi. The father of waters, the Eye of Louisiana, the unseen elders of spirit light. The 10 eyes of the Slithering River are sealed. They can only be opened by the bringers of spirit light, the brown-skinned terrestrials. Now is the time for the great awakening of America. It is imperative for the terrestrials to become exposed to the illusions of separation, the limits of individual thinking, the consequences of ignorance, and the identity of their true enemy. They have been enslaved, not by a person, not by a race of people, or an unjust government. They are slaves of a thing, a language, a frequency of thought forms. A language formed by science against religion. A thing called time. A machine called a clock. A program called a calendar. A system called a machine, fueled by forces, moved by blood and money. All things, systems, events, programs, processes, and machines, obeying the cold commands of divisive thoughts. We are here to heal the self-inflicted wounds of humanity. We must educate the brown-skinned terrestrials on the reality of spiritual inheritance, the power of their controlled emotions, the mechanics of the invisible dimensions, and the transcendent intelligence of their unified consciousness. As Moropians, we have a duty to protect our brown-skinned terrestrial cousins from the poisonous streams of an unexamined mind, lost, drowning in the rivers of Gaia's collective unconscious. Every native Moropian abides by a code of celestial magic, the white magic of black light holons. This cosmic mission is a massive undertaking for my team. But when have I ever backed away from a challenge? I've certainly learned from the best. Let me know how everything's going in your angle of the orbit. What's your view from the Oberon timeship? I assume it's synchronic. Lakesh, Kian 142, at Sila Votan, White Crystal Wind, DTTA, Directress of Terraform Technology Applications, Core Family, Mines the Tunnels, Gamma 10, Lunar Scorpion Moon 2, Year of the Yellow Electric Seed.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Holon Harmonics. To read more poetry, to listen to more podcast episodes, please go to iamthecosmiclaboratoryroute.com.